Malcolm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're the first to arrive.
Oh, great. Is there a prize involved with that?
Always.
Good teachings, right?
Well,
I get presents. I get presents every day, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely.
We just have to wait to see if somebody else comes.
Okay.
Donna said she wouldn't be because they have a doctor's appointment. And Brandy just texted me and asked if I was having one, and I said yes. So.
Okay.
And then there was another student who asked me about the class, but I don't know if he's coming or not.
Okay.
So yesterday's class, everything was clear, right?
No. Randall.
Good morning.
Morning.
So we can begin. The handout is on the Unique Astrological Times page. And we're going to be studying Tehillim 57. Oh. And we will We will start with the Esther Debrot after Elishem Yehud. Lashani Hud Kuchabri Kulish Minte Bit Hilur Himud Hilud Hilur Himu Leakta Lashem Yudhe Bavavhe Biyehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Deno Kanane Elena Maseya Deno Kananehu Oidaber Elohim et kol hadevarim ha'ele lemor Anochi Hashem Elohecha Asher hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beit avadim Lo yihyeh Lecha Elohim acherim Al panai lo ta'aseh lecha Pesel v'kol temuna Asher b'shamayim Mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat V'asher b'mayim Mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachaveh Lachem V'lo ta'al Avdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana Poked. Awon avot al banim al shleishim. We are rebeim b'shonai. We oseh hesed la lafim leohavai. Shomre mitzvotai lo tisa et shem ado Hashem Elohecha lashav ki lo yinake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav zachor et yom hashabbat lekadsho. Sheshet yamin kavod v'asita kol melachtecha v'yom hashvi'i shabbat l'ashem Elohecha lo ta'aseh kol melacha ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'yamatcha Uhem techa begercha asher bisharecha. Ki sheshet yamin asa Hashem et hashamayim v'et haaretz v'et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach v'yom hashvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikad shehu kabed et avicha v'et imecha leman ye'arikun yamecha al ha-adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirtzach Lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo ta'ane bereacha. Ayed shaker, lo tachmod, beit reacha, lo tachmod. Ayeshev reacha, v'yavdo v'yamato, v'shoro v'chamoro. Call Asher L'Re'echa. Now we will start to study Psalm 57, starting with the Psalms landing page, and then with Rabbi Sutton's Yearning for Redemption PDF. David composed Psalm 57 while hiding from Saul in a cave, facing grave danger, like Jacob did when confronted with Esau. David prayed that he neither be killed nor be forced to kill. In the merit of his trust in Hashem, Hashem wrought wonders to save him. This is the kavanah to use when saying Psalm 57. The first word is lamnatseah, and in the introduction to the PDF, you will find a lot of wisdom with respect to the first word of the Psalms. There are 12 verses in Psalm 57. And this connects to all three columns and also to the 12 tribes of Israel. It connects to the three columns through Hashem's name of four letters, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. There's a Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh on the right, a Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh on the left, and a Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh in the center. So it's 3 times 4 is 12. Now, if you open up the Yearning for Redemption PDF, and scroll down about 55% of this space, you'll find Thielen 57. David is on the run as a fugitive. King Shaul is chasing him and his band of 400 men with an army of 3,000 strong. The fugitive and his band finally hole up in the caves of En-Gedi. Shaul approaches with his army. David and some of his men are pressed against the walls in the far recesses of a cave. Hashem arranges it that Shaul chooses that cave to relieve himself. Dark silence. No one breathed. David's men are urging him to slay Shaul. Do it now, tormented, he refuses, but he manages to get close enough to cut a corner off of Shaul's garment. Shaul neither hears nor feels anything. He leaves the cave. David's heart is pounding. What have I done? Woe to me that I have set my hand against God's anointed. He waits a moment and then emerges into the full light of day. He calls to Shaul and bows. My master, my king, why do you believe those who tell you that I wish to harm you? Behold, today I could have slain you, but I pitied you. Oh, my father, look at the corner of your garment in my hand. Behold, I mean you no harm. Hashem is my witness. In this psalm, David calls out to Hashem to give him the strength to weather all the trials and tribulations he must endure before he is able to assume his God-given role as King of Israel. There's a lot to learn in this idea because God chose King Shaul to make him the first king of Israel. Because David wasn't ready, maybe. Or maybe that Shaul had the opportunity and blew it. There's a lot to learn. But David had knows that if he raises a hand to Shaul, he is attacking the king of Israel, and that requires a death penalty. The first verse. Lam natseach al tishchet le David miktam bevarto miknei Shaul b'amara. Lamnatseach al tashchet, dedicated to the master of creation, who grants victory over destruction, and who therefore saved me from certain death. L'David miktam, a precious prayer by David, which he prized highly, and reviewed constantly for the lessons it contains, composed when he was fleeing from Shaul, and hid in a cave. There are 9 words in this first verse. And there are 37 letters, and we've discussed that the number 37 connects to the concealed letters of Hashem's spelled out name that relates to the Sephirah Bina. Because 37 plus 26, the gematria of Hashem's name is 63. As we attribute that name, that number, to connect to Bina. The second verse. Chaneni Elohim, Chaneni Kivecha, Hasaya Nafshi, Utel Benefecha. Ech se ad yavod haot. Be gracious to me, Elohim. Be gracious and have compassion on me. In you alone has my soul taken refuge, and I will continue to take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the evil, all evil, passes away. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel. There are 48 letters. And the number 48 connects to the 48 paths or the 48 methods to acquire wisdom as taught in the Talmud section called the Perkei Avot, the ethics of the fathers. The third verse. Ekra Elohim Elyon Lael Gomer Alai. And I will call out to the Supreme Elohim, to the awesome power who is bringing to completion all that he has promised concerning me. This is footnote 86. One of the commentators, Mitzudot David, I will call out to the Supreme Hashem, to the awesome power who will bring completion all that he has promised concerning me. Mary, another commentary, Meiri, I will call out to Hashem, to the awesome power who will complete what he initiated when he had Samuel anoint me in my father's house. I will call out to the Supreme Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, to the awesome power who completes on my behalf on Yom Kippur. There's a lot of things to contemplate in that footnote 86. The fourth verse. Yishlach mishamayim v'yoshieni charef sho'afi sela yishlach Elohim tazdo v'amito. He will then send his salvation from heaven and save me from the reproach of those who wish to devour me. Selah. Elohim will surely send his love and his truth to uphold the promise he made concerning me. Ten words that connect to the ten Sephirot. 45 letters, the gematria of the name Adam, connecting to mankind. The fifth verse, Nafshi betoch levayim eshkeva lehatim b'nei adam shenehem chanit v'chitzin u'shonam cherev hadeh hadar. In the meantime, my soul languishes in the midst of lions who wish to pounce on me. I lie down next to wild animals whose eyes are aflame with rage. I lie down among men whose teeth are sharp like spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp like swords. There are 13 words in verse 5 connecting to the idea of unity. There are 54 letters, which is the word Nun Dalet, or in reverse order, Dalet Nun represents the energy of judgment. The sixth verse, Ruma al Hashamayim Elohim al Kol Haaretz Kivodecha. Elohim is high above the heavens. He makes himself inaccessible as a result of man's evil, whereas his glory, his sovereignty over the entire earth is revealed when he judges the wicked for all the evil that they have done. Footnote 87. This is a comment by Rabbi Hirsch from the 1800s. Even though thou, O God, be high above the heavens, thy glory is upon all the earth. The seventh verse. Reshed hekinu lifamai kafas nafshi karu lifanai shicha navlu betokas elah. They prepared a net to entangle my steps. They bent my soul down. They dug a pit for me to fall into. Justice will not be satisfied until they become entangled in the very net they prepared for me and fall into the very pit that they dug. Selah. 11 words, which connects to the 11. It brings us closer to Hashem through the incense. And it's 11 components. The 8th verse. Nachon li bi Elohim. Nachon li bi Ashira. Vazamera. My heart is firm, Elohim. My heart is firm in the faith. I will therefore sing and chant praises to cut away all the barriers that prevent me from trusting in you. 7 words that connect to the unity of Zerantin and Malchut. The 9th verse. Ura kivodi ura hanevel v'kinor. Aira shachar. Wake up, my soul, wake up. With lyre and harp I will awaken the dawn. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zerantin and Malchut. The 10th verse. Odecha v'amim Adonai azamercha v'alumim. I will thank you among the nations, Adonai. I will chant praises to you in the midst of many peoples. There's a footnote, but the footnote is just referring us to a particular pasuk of a particular psalm. The 11th verse. Ki gadol ad shamayim chasdecha v'ad shecha akim. Amitecha. For your great love for those who devote themselves to you with no thought of reward reaches to the highest heavens, and your faithfulness to honor the covenant you have made with those who revere you extends to the endless skies. Eight words connecting to to Bina. Excuse me. Twenty-seven letters connecting to all of the Aleph-Bet, both the regular form and the ending, final form. The 12th verse. Ruma al shamayim Elohim al kol haaretz kivodecha. Elohim is high above the heavens. He makes himself inaccessible as a result of man's evil. Therefore, his glory, his sovereignty over the entire earth, is revealed when the judges, the wicked, for all of the evil they have done. Eight words connecting to cosmic Bina. This is the end of the psalm. Does anyone have any questions? I will read the Hebrew verses out loud in sequence. Olam Natseach Al Tishchet LeDavid Mektam Bevarchtoko Mifnei Shaul Bamara Hineni Elohim Hinchicha Neni Kivecha Chasaya Nafshi Umsel Kanefesh Echsel Ad Yavor Havok Echra Elohim El Yom Lael Gomer Alai Yishlak Mishamayim Vayoshieni Cheref Sheafei Sela Yishlak Elohim Hasdo Va'amato Nafshi b'toch levayim eshkiva lehatim b'nei adam sh'neihem v'chitzim u'shonam cherev chadam Ruma al hashamayim Elohim al kol haaretz kivodecha. My computer jumped on me, so I have to get back to the page. Verse 6. Ruma al hashamayim Elohim al kol haaretz kivodecha. Reshet hekinu lifamai kafa nafshi karu lefanai shicha naflu betokha sela. Nachon libi Elohim, nachon libi Ashira, Yazameira. Ura kivodi, ura hanevel, v'kador, aira shevar, shechar. Odecha v'amim Adonai azamercha Ba'ulmin Ki gadol ad shemayim Hasdecha wan Shechakim Ruma al shemayim Elohim kol ha Kivodecha. That's the end of the psalm, the end of our class for today. Are there any questions? You all have a good week. Shalom Gadol.